Now I'll call to order the special court session of the Orange County Commissioners Court. Today is January 24th, 2017, and the time is 2 p.m., and all members of the court are present. Will Counselor Manning please lead us in our invocation?
Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here today to govern ourselves as free citizens. We ask that you invest these proceedings with your wisdom and your presence. May we make decisions that are pleasing to you and to the citizens of Orange County. We ask your blessings most especially upon our troops stationed throughout the world. They're in harm's way, Lord. We ask that no missile formed against them be allowed to prosper. All of these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, Counselor. Okay. Approve the minutes of the special court session held on January 17th, 2017 at 2 p.m. as circulated.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is it 4-2? Yeah. Yes. Precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Now, number one, is Jacob Connor here? Okay. We'll come back to that one in case he gets here later. So we'll move on to agenda item number two, discussion of possible action regarding a resolution recognizing Mike White as a Good Samaritan. I'm sure you all are probably aware of what happened. If you aren't, it was a pretty great thing that Mike White did. Of course, you know, he's one of our former sheriffs. And so I'll read through it here and give a little more of the details, but we wanted to take this opportunity to recognize Mike for his outstanding work. So I'll go ahead and read the resolution. The resolution recognizing Mike White as a Good Samaritan. Whereas on January 10th, 2017, Mike White was traveling behind an SUV that flipped over several times along a rural road in Jefferson County, Texas. And whereas Mike White, a former Orange County sheriff, all too accustomed to the scene of vehicle crashes, sprang into action to assist the occupants of the vehicle who were unknown to him. And whereas Mike White unhesitatingly lowered himself into a ditch filled with 3 feet of water, where the vehicle came to rest upside down to assess the condition of the occupants. And whereas Mike White worked for 30 minutes to keep the 3 teenage girls, 2 of whom were seriously injured, calm until paramedics arrived. And whereas Mike White also called the girls' parents and kept them updated on the girls' condition and the situation at the scene. And whereas Mike White stayed on scene until the girls were safely evacuated from the area, one of whom left by ambulance and another was taken by helicopter and stayed to speak with first responders. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, does hereby recognize Mike White as a Good Samaritan for his quick and selfless actions which prevented a terrible accident from being any worse, and urge all people to follow Mike White's lead in helping his fellow man. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Three, one. Any further discussion? Precinct one?
Eight.
Two?
Aye.
Aye. Three?
Yes.
Four?
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Approved, signed, and adopted this 24th day of January 2017. At least I gave you a heads up of what it was going to be.
Not really, but is that water cold, Mike?
Don't act so disappointed, Mike.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I know it's a cold day.
I just want to thank y'all. It's not anything that y'all wouldn't have did if y'all were in my place. I've never driven down that road. God put me there and the other company that I was following and they helped. And it was just, you know, it's what you do. And just thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
That'll break the camera.
No doubt.
See him come up here and get a picture too.
Yeah, he will. Well, anyway. Well, don't sit down yet.
You gotta get the photo op.
Right? Yeah,
official.
Yeah.
So see, that'll offset. It won't break the camera. Y'all in it. Just me by myself. You know, the job's not done until the paperwork.
That's right. Until everything's signed.
Knows that real well. Doesn't matter. Gotta have the paperwork.
Well, see, I want the good side.
He just blocking me. I know you are.
You're so tall.
He has a resolution just hiring. He'll block out somebody for sure.
I know. Anyway. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations, Mike.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
don't give me that up.
You won't get a second, probably.
Yeah. Denied number 3, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports from the county treasurer for month ending December 31st, 2016, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in text pool, super investments, general fund, treasurer investments, general fund, certificates of deposit, and government agencies in the amount of $1,603,784.90. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $15,086.09. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with Local Government Code 114.026D and affidavit of approval by court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. D, pledge security collateral for a total of $67,197,095.65. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $53,455,385.93, and First Financial Bank, $13,741,709.72. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the reports.
Second. 4-3. Any further discussion? Precinct 1.
Yeah, aye.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Signing that. Mike, before you leave, can you stop by so we just have a copy of that or our records? Okay, good. All right. Want to make sure. Some people get so excited they run out of here as soon as they get the chance.
Well, I'm excited, but I'm hearing
well. Okay, good. Item number 4, discussion of possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court the county treasurer's quarterly investment report as required by HB 2459, Public Funds Investment Act. This report is for quarter ending December 31st, 2016, and will be available for viewing on the county's website. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
4-2. Any further discussion? Start with precinct 4.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
Aye. 2.
Aye.
1.
Eight.
Motion passes 5-0. Action item number five. Discussion and possible action to authorize an emergency expenditure as an amendment to the originally adopted Orange County, Texas 2016-2017 fiscal budget for payment of $3,175,674.79 for case number 15-41432 concerning plaintiff Joshua Montano versus Orange County, Texas, under section 111.010C of the Texas Local Government Code. Commissioner's Court finds the expense to be of grave public necessity to meet the unusual and unforeseen condition that could not have been included in the original budget through the use of reasonably diligent thought and attention. In this action, the court amends the original budget to meet the emergency payment of the court order of $3,175,674.79. The court instructs the county clerk to file a copy of the order amending the budget and attach the copy of the amendment to the original budget. The emergency expense will be taken from the general fund balance as stated in the accounts below. Special budget from account 001-30050 fund balance in the amount of $3,175,674.79 to account 001-111-54122 lawsuit costs, claims, and settlements in the amount of $3,175,674.79. Now, there's some more reading I have to do here. So for the order itself, State of Texas, County of Orange, order for the adoption of the amendment of the original 2016 to 2017 fiscal budget to meet the emergency expenditure for payment of $3,175,674.79 for cause number 113CV00611RC Montano v. Orange County, Texas, the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Texas, Beaumont Division, under section 111.010C of the Texas Local Government Code. At a meeting of the Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas, held in the regular meeting place in the County Administration Building, City of Orange, Texas, on the 24th day of January 2017, with County Judge Esper and Carlton presiding and commissioners present as hereinafter noted, and the county clerk or her designated deputy in attendance, there having come on for consideration and such action as the court might undertake in the matter of ordering the adoption of the amendment of the original 2016 to 2017 fiscal budget to meet the emergency expenditure for the payment of $3,175,674.79 for cause number 113CV00611RC Montano v. Orange County, Texas, in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Texas, Beaumont Division, under section 111.010C of the Texas Local Government Code. Is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion, Judge, to adopt the special budget or the amended budget, but I'd also want to ask, too, is this going to clear us, Counselor, to receive a release of judgment?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Okay. Jody Crump moved that the amendment be adopted as presented by the following budget entry: special emergency budget expenditure from account 001-30050 fund balance in the amount of $3,175,674.79 to account 001-111-54122 lawsuit costs, claims, and settlements in the amount of $3,175,674.79. The aforesaid motion having been seconded by Barry Burton. The question having been called and the vote duly having been recorded as follows. I will go ahead and start first. County Judge, aye. Commissioner Trahan?
Aye.
Commissioner Burton?
Aye.
Commissioner Gauthier?
Aye.
Commissioner Crump?
Aye.
Subject motion to adopt the emergency expenditure budget amendment for the fiscal year 2016-2017 year budget duly carries, and the subject action accordingly is so ordered. For her to sign. Council, now that we've approved the moving of the funds, once we get the payment submitted, do you have an idea about how long it'll take to receive the release of judgment?
The release of judgment and the tender of the payment should occur contemporaneously.
Okay.
We wouldn't release the funds without obtaining the release of judgment.
Okay. So it'll be immediately. This is just another step in the process of moving on with this case. Once there is a release of judgment received, I do intend on having a special commissioner's court meeting or workshop to discuss this issue in great detail about what has happened from when this event first transpired through the present at that time. But as being that we have not received that release of judgment yet, there'll be no further comment on that issue until that time. Agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows.
For approval for January 24th, 2017, from the general fund, $113,459.59. Mosquito control, $91.03. Adult probation, other funds, $933.70, and for a total payment of $113,550.62.
Are the $933.70 for adult probation out of other funds, does that need to be added into the
total?
Yeah, the numbers. $113,550.62. Okay. Let me do that. Yeah, quick public math here.
It doesn't work.
$114,484.32.
Okay.
What was it?
One more again.
$114,484.32.
Yeah.
What you got, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to the payment of bills as presented with the amended total?
So moved.
Second.
1, 3. Any further discussion? Sorry, precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Okay. Agenda number 7, discussion and possible action regarding division of responsibilities amongst members of Commissioner's Court. Okay, this was an idea that was kind of kicked around about how to maybe help out some of the department heads with different issues that are going on. I know all of the everyone's involved, and there's lots of things that you guys do that you get calls about that you go out to and see, and different things I do while I'm here. But one of the things we had talked about was trying to, in helping these department heads, kind of hone in so that we can assure that, you know, more members of the court are kind of aware of all the things that are going on, was a potential division of responsibilities. Not that it's going to be totally your responsibility to do this, but just that's kind of a focal point for department heads to go to kind of help out with some of these very broad issues. The four areas I'd kind of thought of were employee and retiree relations. That's one. Another one being economic development and infrastructure. Another one being legal and contracts. And the final one being finance and operations. I don't know. I want to discuss what you think about it. Something we can try out. I thought we can see how it goes. And if it works well, then what I would recommend is seeing a rotation amongst the commissioners each year. As that way, in a four-year or one-term span, especially for our two new ones, in that four-year time, you would have gone through each of the four areas once. I don't know.
What was the fourth one, Jeff?
Finance and operations.
I
like the idea, Judge. I think it's something we should be more aware of everything that goes on in the county, but that's a big bite to take. And if we can divide this up and kind of be the go-to person on the court for these different departments, especially when it comes to budget time. I mean, I see this as us being, for the departments we represent, maybe an advocate for them, knowing more what they have to do and what they need, that we could actually make the case from a personal experience dealing with them a little closer. I mean, by no means is this a micromanaging or coming in and telling anybody how to run a department. That's not where I'm going with that at all. But just to be more a little more familiar in what you're needing, what they're doing, I think it's a good approach, especially the rotation.
Yeah. Did you have
a thought
in mind about who and where?
Well, because of two of the areas that are already kind of set, so with economic development and infrastructure, I was thinking Commissioner Burton would stay with that one because he's the vice president of the county EDC, and then that could be a position that rotates for next year. Another one where I thought perhaps already would be Commissioner Crump with legal and contracts, being that he's on the negotiation team for the collective bargaining agreement. So that would leave employee, retiree relations, and also in finance and operations. But again, unless anyone would like a better idea or thought of how to divide this up.
Finance and operations. I'll go first, Ryan.
Okay. Right. You okay with employee retired relations?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay. Well, we'll give this a try. So
that doesn't require a motion or anything, does it? Necessarily.
It doesn't require any official action, no. Okay. But I mean,
this is going to be a 1 year rotation or two?
I was thinking a 1 year rotation.
Okay.
That way, everyone could get through in one term. We'd get through all four areas. Okay. All right. Well,
and this is more, I guess, of so that they can focus on maybe just one person to have discussions with or report
yes.
to. Not necessarily report to, but
yeah, it's not a report. It's communicating with and someone that has just more can have some more specific knowledge about what's going on in those areas. By no means does that mean you can't talk to another commissioner or me or anything about all these. I mean, I'm going to be involved in all these issues anyways. But you can certainly go to whatever commissioner you want. But again, the idea is just trying to focus it in, and so that if a department head, for example, we throw a lot to HR their way about changing policies or things, and they've got a lot of other stuff they got to do in just the normal course of their business, and so sometimes it can take a while before things can get turned around and back to the court, and this can be that way. They have someone that can help them to finish some of those things up and get them turned around to us. All right, we'll give it a try and see how this works out. Sure. Okay, so starting, Commissioner Trahan will be employee and retiree relations. Commissioner Burton will be economic development and infrastructure.
What's defined infrastructure? Just, I'm assuming road and bridge, maybe maintenance.
Yeah, way services, okay. Our scaffolding in front of the courthouse, like that kind of stuff. Hopefully before there's a rotation, that'll be gone. Commissioner Gauthier will be finance and operations. And Commissioner Crump will be legal and contracts. Okay. Agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding Orange County Commissioner's Court approving the Orange County Economic Development Corporation's Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund Committee's recommendation for distribution of funds. We had a public hearing on this topic immediately before this court began. There weren't a whole lot of comments. There was just a quick review of how the process worked and what's expected of the applicants to receive reimbursement for the funds. But I believe there's a motion ready to be made for this.
It would be an assumption, Judge.
It would be an assumption, yeah.
Based on previous history.
Based on...
Judge, I move we accept those recommendations.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And Judge, I also second that.
Oh, your motion. Okay, all right, so we got 4-1.
It's deja vu.
It is.
All over.
Okay. Anything else you want to add? Okay. We got it last time.
So. And I'd just like to say I did miss the workshop, but I did sit in on the committee meeting where these were reviewed with the committee itself. So this looks very much like what we discussed that day. So good.
Okay. All right, we'll start with precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 9, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the county judge signing the contract renewal between Orange County and CMA Technology Solutions for support of the IBM iSeries hardware and software maintenance.
Judge, Commissioners, this is just the maintenance yearly maintenance contract that we do every year is a little cheaper than last year because we're not going to have to pay for, last year we had to pay a special software maintenance because we were still on version 6.1. We're about to move to version 7.1 this weekend. So once we do that, we won't have to pay that extra $2,000. So it's a little savings.
It's good.
And for those of you that don't know, the IBM is it's our mainframe computer that houses software for most of our departments. So it's pretty important.
Yeah, I'd say. I have a question for you, Lisa. In the actual contract in the back under section 2 of that contract, it has a clause in there that says risk of loss shall pass to purchaser upon delivery at purchaser's installation site. If we get something in that's damaged in freight or whatever it may have been, does that pose any kind of risk or any kind of jeopardy to you? I mean, have you dealt with this before?
Yeah. We've had some stuff that's come in damaged, and it hasn't been a problem to get it.
So they stand behind all this. Okay. I just want to make sure because that was a pretty strong statement that I saw in there. So it's okay. You're all right with that. Okay.
Is there a motion to accept the contract or approve the contract?
So moved. Okay.
There's a second.
Second.
2-3. Any further discussion? So precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Agenda item number 10, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, AgriLife, from account 001-655-53610, Rentals General, in the amount of $300.00, to account 001-655-57500, Equipment Non-Inventory, in the amount of $300.00, purpose to provide funds the remainder of the fiscal year.
Over.
4-1,
with
precinct 1.
Okay.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda item number 11, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer in the maintenance department from account 001-115-52930, building and grounds, in the amount of $4,000.00, to account 001-115-52900, motor vehicle repairs, in the amount of $4,000.00, purpose to provide funds the remainder of the year.
So moved.
Second.
Any other comments?
What was that? 2-3?
2-3.
Yeah. I'm just, Kurt, this is just in the aggregate, right? I mean, you've got quite a fleet of vehicles. This is just stuff you need to do.
It's for repairs on the generator and my vehicle.
Almost.
I can buy some batteries for some generators.
The standby battery?
That needs
okay. All right. I just want to make sure it wasn't some lump sum in one vehicle you had. So this
no,
is just,
no,
okay.
Several vehicles.
Good deal.
Yeah. Okay. So precinct 1,
aye.
2,
aye.
Aye. 3,
yes.
4,
aye.
Motion passes 5-0. And item number 12, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer of elections from account 001-111-53830 contingency in the amount of $2,400.00 to account 067-808-57595 machinery and equipment in the amount of $2,400.00, purpose to pay the remaining amount due on electronic reporting manager.
This is the reporting manager for the central account machine that we were told last year that we're not going to have to upgrade, and we later found out that we need to upgrade, so they divided the payment into two because it was their mistake.
Okay.
This is the second one.
Yeah, and we had talked about this over a year ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a motion?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Yeah, okay. 1-3. Any further discussion?
This was right after we had purchased that, right? That they had made you aware of that, the addition to. Is that what we were talking about?
Right. This is the one that was. We bought the original boat kit on the 850, and I was told that it was. We didn't have to upgrade our reporting manager.
Right.
And they had come to find out when we got the 850 in that we did have to upgrade to the new ERM.
Okay, because I just want to make sure this was the
same
thing
we hit. Right, that's the same one we did last year. This is just the second payment because they divided in last year half the payment and this year half the payment.
Okay.
Because it was their mistake.
Just make sure the same thing. Okay.
And that completes the payment.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
If it's their mistake, they should have covered it.
This is it.
All right. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
4.
All right.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you.
And item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer of the Transportation Department from account 001-601-52100, office supplies, in the amount of $250.00, to account 001-601-54950, miscellaneous fees and services, in the amount of $250.00, purpose, to purchase pass materials needed to certify drivers and wheelchair securement.
So moved.
Second.
4-3. So precinct 1.
Eight.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Agenda number 14, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. Asset 18206, Dell Precision T5500 processor from the Sheriff's Office surplus. Also asset 17617, Dell Latitude laptop from surplus to emergency management. And finally asset 16621, the Russ Bassett card cabinet from surplus to Sheriff's Office.
Somebody think.
Okay. 4-1. Yeah. 4-1. Any further comment? Precinct 1? 2? 3? 4?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Agenda number 15. Open up the court session for comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Wanted to remind everybody that we are having a town hall meeting on Thursday. It's this Thursday at 2 p.m. and another one at 7 p.m. at the Orange County Convention and Expo Center. To talk about the proposed hospital district and also to take any other questions from the audience on concerns or matters of importance pertaining to the county. What we're going through this whole process, we are gathering information as much as we can to inform the public. I can't stress enough that a hospital district is not created by Orange County. It's not the Orange County government. It's not created by the Commissioner's Court. It's not run by the Commissioner's Court. That's a totally separate entity. I know there's still a lot of confusion on that. The existing Baptist Hospital is not owned by Orange County. It was years ago, but it is not anymore. But we want to talk about all those issues and what we found out so far to give you an update on what the hospital district is and what it could look like. But ultimately, that decision is up to all of you. It's not up to us up here, other than we have the same vote that you have whenever the time comes to vote on it. Please be there if you have any concerns one way or another, whether you're in support or against or you're just not sure. Please come out to the Expo Center. I think there's going to be about 200 chairs set out. There's been a lot of interest in this on both sides of it, and so we do encourage everyone to come and hear more information. That's all that I have. Anybody else?
I'd like to reiterate the same thing, is that if you have or if you know people who are questioning concerns or if they're just having discussions, tell them to attend. It's an important issue for us.
More of a question before a comment. Are we going to go back to Mr. Jacob Connor's resolution?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And then also, too, I want to congratulate Mike again. I appreciate that. Appreciate you being involved and just happened to be on scene at the right time. So I appreciate you doing that, sir.
I was going to talk about the meeting. You and Mr. Guthrie, you got that covered, so but we're good.
Commissioner. That's it. A lot of people confused about what the issues are, so show up and find out what they really are. Just get down to the facts and not so much the wanderings.
Right. You're saying rumors, yeah.
Okay. Anybody in the audience? Anyone in the audience except Kurt?
don't be shy.
Might have should have cleared that up.
Yeah, I should have. This is just information only for the administration parking lot that's going to be utilized for Mardi Gras parade. To let the court know, be advised, Waste Service has a lot of contractor that is parked on the north part of the parking lot. We will rope off an area where they can still utilize their equipment to work on weekends.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank
you. Mark Viator with Jefferson Energy. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here. I want to thank Commissioner Crump, Commissioner Gauthier, and Commissioner Burton for attending. We had a dedication last month. With an expansion project that we have. Just want to say to you that in 2014, we approached Orange County and Orange County Economic Development asking for an abatement for our project. We had invested $46 million and wanted to do an expansion to bring in Canadian crude by rail, do blending and ship it to refineries. And as a result of that project, we invested an additional, right at $191 million. We also have another expansion project, $55 million project, through a partner called by the name of Green Plains. And so that's more. And we're building five tanks for that. And then we had another expansion project for about $32 million, a total of about $278 million. So this is in addition to the original $46 million that that we did not get an abatement on. So you giving an abatement, understand that for every few cents on a barrel means a lot to a company. To be able to give an abatement potentially has a return on investment to you. That's what I want to say to you today. So we're investing a total of right at $305 million in addition to the $46 million. We have some other projects that we're looking at as well. You've got a brochure before you, and if you look on page 4, can see what we currently have in the green spaces. The red is what's currently being built now. The blue has a potential to be built. When I say potential to be built, that's based upon having customers and having economic development feasibility to be able to do a project. On the very last page, you see that we have additional land that we've set aside through the Port of Beaumont, another 218 acres above, and then some additional acreage on the just south of Gradow that we have the potential to build out. And so when you look at that, crude oil is key to us. Our ethanol project on page in the brochure, on page 11, we're looking at fuels export. Actually, exporting fuels to Mexico is from a potential refinery locally, and that's taking diesel and gasoline and shipping it by rail to Mexico. To date, we have right at 165 employees, 84 full-time, 81 construction. And so I asked Jessica to come here because what I came here today to do, you know, our tax payments due at the end of this month. We owe you a pilot payment, and so there's four checks here. One for $112,500 for Orange County, $112,500 for Orange County Economic Development. And then we have another right at $2.2 million in tax payments. And I just want to say to you this,
that when people talk about when people talk about economic development, tax abatements and tax incentives are very important to companies. I want to say that to you. I want to thank you for what you've done for us. You've helped us to be able to expand and create economic development in Orange County. And so it's really important. It means a lot to us, and we hope to continue to expand in Orange County. Thank you.
And if I may, you know, I've never wanted to shy away from the microphone. Just thank you to Mark and to Jefferson for your commitment to Orange County and Southeast Texas. This truly is what economic development is all about, through the public-private partnership with the Port of Beaumont, with Orange County and the tax abatement. We look for continued success out at Jefferson and looking to grow your commitment and your investment in Orange County. Thank you.
George, just catch him at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other public comments? Okay, well, we'll go back to agenda item number one then. We'll go ahead and do this. I'm not sure if Mr. Connor is going to end up joining us at some point in the future. But he is aware of what's going on as well. But agenda number one, discussion of possible action regarding a resolution recognizing Jacob Connor as a Good Samaritan. Resolution recognizing Jacob Connor as a Good Samaritan. Whereas on January 11th, 2017, Jacob Connor observed the effects of a horrific and deadly vehicle accident on Interstate 10 in front of his business in Vidor, Texas. And whereas Jacob Connor noticed that vehicle traffic would be closed for several hours to perform an investigation and clean up the accident. And whereas Jacob Connor, as familiar as anybody with the negative consequences of being stuck in traffic for extended periods of time, decided to help out those stranded motorists who were unknown to him. And whereas Jacob Connor worked tirelessly at his own cost to provide food, drinks, and a portable restroom for those motorists caught in the standstill. And whereas Jacob Connor provided all of this without expectation of reimbursement or recognition. And whereas Jacob Connor provided all of the assistance he could until traffic began flowing again and motorists could continue on their way. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Orange County Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas, does hereby recognize Jacob Connor as a Good Samaritan for his genuinely heartfelt act of kindness to ease the frustrations of and provide comfort to those stuck in a situation beyond their control. And we urge all people to follow Jacob Connor's lead in helping his fellow man.
I move that we approve that resolution, Judge. Appreciate Mr. Connor doing that.
Yes. 4-3. We'll start with Precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
3.
Yes.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Approved and signed. Approved, signed, and adopted this 24th of January 2017. We'll be sure and get this to him. Again, thank you to both of our Good Samaritans. Brings us to agenda item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Who said that? I can't tell. It's quiet. All right. 3-1. For Precinct 1.
Aye.
2.
Aye.
Aye. 3.
Yes.
4.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. The time is 2:45 per our incorrect clock, but it's 2:45, and this court is adjourned.